This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Al Strong has cultivated a love of jazz ever since he picked up the trumpet as a kid. Spent years mastering the instrument in college. He spent some time on a cruise ship before he returned to Durham to help build a local jazz scene here. Now, in between teaching at NC Central and performing, Al's released his first solo album. It's called Love Strong, Volume 1. Al Strong performs next Thursday at 9 o'clock at Sea Grace Cocktail Bar in Raleigh, but first joins me in the studio to play some songs off his new album. Al, welcome back. Good to have you.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. You brought some great friends with you. J.C. Yeah. Martin on guitar, Lance Scott on bass, Jonathan Curry on the drums, and Brian Miller on the saxophone. Welcome. Good to have all of you here. Al, you've been performing in Durham for quite a while now. Why? And I know that you've been working on this. You're teaching as well. This album's been a long time coming. Why now? What's been going on, Al? We've wanted this album. We're waiting too long. How come it's taking this long?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I juggle quite a bit, as most musicians do. I guess, really, from the time that I helped to co-found the Art of Cool Project, I've been more and more inspired by many of the artists that we bring in town. Of course, we began with the Art of Cool Project by presenting our local artists here who you know, have been through this process before. And, you know, just hearing a lot of the groups, it made me feel like maybe I was ready to at least get on the path to creating my own albums. Yeah. So this is just the first humble offering, you know, and I'm glad to have these guys on it.
Well, can we have a sample right now?
Sure.
Great.
Yeah. We're going to play a tune called Getaway 9. Yeah. It's an original. Thank you.
Al Strong Quintet performing the song Getaway 9, I should say. Al's new solo album is called Love Strong Volume 1. You also heard along with Al, J.C. Martin on guitar, Lance Scott on the bass, Jonathan Curry on the drums, and Brian Miller on the saxophone. What a great song. And that's
Thank you. Original. Yes, that's an original. It's the first track on the album.
You've been doing this for a long time. You were in an elementary school band. What school was that? Because it was in D.C.,
yeah,
right?
It was in D.C., yeah. Carver Elementary School.
Carver had its own?
It's no longer open. They closed maybe after I completed there. They closed it maybe a couple years later. But marching bands were common in D.C., elementary school. So just like it is in college where you have competing bands and things. So, yeah, that's when I first, chose an instrument, and I chose trumpet. And I didn't really receive any formal training until I attended Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Then you went to the Duke Ellington School. That's quite a school.
Yeah.
And you got some training there.
Yes.
Then you went on to college.
Yes. North Carolina Central. Came down and met a lot of these fine guys. Uh-huh. And then I did my master's at Northern Illinois University and lived in Chicago for a period of time and did the ship, as you said.
Then the Seven Seas. How was that? Did you get a lot of work done? I mean, what?
Yeah. I went on there with a purpose, practice, save money, work on writing, work on sight reading, all of these skills that when you're in school, you're having all of this information thrown at you. But when you finish, your matriculation through a degree, that's when your real learning starts to take place, in a sense, in my opinion, on the bandstand and in professional situations. So, and it was great. After a while, it was somewhat of a pay vacation. Don't tell them I said it, but it was definitely that.
We do another one for us?
Sure. This is a new one. It's an original, and we hope you like it. Mm-hmm.
The Al Strong Quintet performing the song When We Let Go from Al's new solo album, Love Strong, Volume 1. Along, that's Al Strong on the trumpet with J.C. Martin on guitar, Lance Scott on the bass, Jonathan Curry on the drums, and Brian Miller on saxophone. Great song.
Thank you. And actually, that one's not on Volume 1, but we hope it'll make it.
Tell me a little bit. I got to say that this has nothing to do with you, Al, but
okay,
previously I talked about Noah's Ark and my quest to understand whether or not one or two worms were on, because worms are hermaphrodites. And I appreciate Leslie wrote in. I just want to acknowledge that Leslie did write in, a listener, to say that, in fact, according to Genesis, there were seven pairs of animals used for food, animals used for sacrifice, and birds because they spread seeds, and then one pair of all the rest. So I appreciate that, Leslie, the quote from the Bible, nothing about worms.
That's so, how it works.
Okay. Back to you now. Let me ask you about composition. How long have you been composing for a long time? Has that always been an aspiration of yours to write music as well as perform?
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you first get into jazz, I think you start to hear melodies and maybe they're wrong. You know, actually, most of it's probably wrong. But I think as you become more familiar with the language of the music, that you start to begin to develop these ideas and they sort of evolve. So Getaway Nine, I actually wrote that during my time at North Carolina Central. And I just pulled it out every year or so, every other year, and say, all right, let me try to see if I can get a vibe.
It went through a lot of changes.
Yeah. I mean, it went through some, but
how much does playing with other musicians change that, too? Some of the improvisation that goes on.
I mean, you'll find that you have certain degrees of interaction depending on certain combinations that you might put together, you know, whether it be bass, drums, guitar, you know, piano. But, you know, it's all great because music is a language, you know, most of the guys that I end up playing with, they bring a lot to the music, and that's what you want.
Well, I've left you time to play us out on a little bit more of that music. Maybe we can go out on Blue Monk. But before we do that, I want to thank you all. My guest is jazz trumpeter Al Strong. His new album called Love Strong, Volume 1. And he's going to perform next Thursday at 9 at Sea Grace Jazz Lounge in Raleigh, joined by J.C. Martin on the guitar, Lance Scott on the bass, Jonathan Curry on drums, and Brian Miller on the saxophone. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the Al Strong Quintet.